want to make one mention of the actual converter stations going out to the town will probably have a bit more benefit than the village will ever have if the route is changed. And that converter station is still in the school district in Catskill, once again.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the kind of situation we also are going to be looking into just on the economic base to make sure that the town of Athens gets something, or at least the Safford School District, because they're all going in right here in Athens, but because of the way the lines are drawn, once again, what are we getting? So I think that's very important, and also part of their application did state that they're putting this converter station in right in an OSCRU parcel. So why did we spend all this time getting a town-village comprehensive plan together since in 2007, stating that we want to protect that farmland and that area? Why did we say we're not going to extend sewer lines out there so we can keep our rural, you know, view shed, which was important to everyone when we put this comprehensive plan together? And now we could just say, all right, the governor wants this plot down there in an RU, and it's all the zoning's okay, because they waver in every single zoning or code or law because they want this in there. Well, then what is in it for Athens? And I'm not just saying the village, but the town as well.
Well, there's not going to be anything in it for Athens if the converter station isn't set.
Well, so. Exactly. So, well, that's true.
I mean, but if you oppose the converter station, then there's nothing left.
But I'm just saying how this could just be dropped in against all home rule and your local zoning and codes, which a lot of was paid for by the state grants. Oh, you must come up with your own vision, and this is what it is. But when it's a different vision from the state, it doesn't matter, which is what's happening. So, but we will keep an eye on absolutely the economic end of it.